Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Roderick Owensby. Tonight, you're going to hear some miracles. You're going to experience the power of God. There were many meetings that my queen and I, Katrina, and I have been in, sent as apostles, and we were mightily used of God, of course, giving God all the glory. You're going to hear where there were prophecies of babies being born, and this, I hear, has came to pass. We give God the glory. You're also going to hear many excerpts from many revivals where miracles, signs, and wonders were taking place. We also give God the glory for that. So stay with us. I'm letting you know, if you would like to call at any time, the number is 818-431-8553. I'll be back at the end of the broadcast. Feel free to call at any time. God bless you. Again, this is Roderick Owensby.
Hi, my name is Elisha William Owensby. My dad will be with you shortly. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Be strong and of good courage. Only be thou strong and very courageous. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. May observe to do according to all that is written therein, and you shall have good success. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's my dad.
Love, hope, the man of God that shall be coming in right now, Father God, that's delivering the word. God, I ask you to move like never before. Amen. Jesus, blessed Holy Ghost in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Let's give God a hand praise for his presence. Jesus Christ, and to the Holy Spirit that has spoken today, and to my lovely helper, awesome woman of God,
Amen.
Apostle
Amen.
Katrina Owensby. Thank God for you. It takes a special type of woman to stand with this man of God. It takes a special type of woman because you have been content in everything.
Hallelujah.
And in our private time, the atmosphere in our home, which is us.
Thank you.
Something happened yesterday that just blew my mind. I'm going to briefly share that, then we're going to shift right into the word. Everybody say, I want to be ready, Lord, for what I'm about to hear.
I want to be ready, Lord, for what I'm about to hear.
Forget you who you have saw in past.
Forget who you have saw in past.
I'm saying that to you all, because who stands here today is another man.
Amen.
I've been visited by angels all of my life, but it has intensified.
Hallelujah.
It has intensified because years ago, God gave me a mystery of fasting and praying. And today I stand here fully restored back to my youth. I want to say to you,
hallelujah,
I thank God for my wife being holy at home,
hallelujah,
as well as around the public.
Amen.
I live with a holy woman.
Hallelujah.
Yes, that's good.
I admire her ways, liken her to my mother. She does not gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
She's not a busybody. I say that and give God the glory.
Amen.
She has impressed me every day by being a woman. I watch her in every situation. And I say that to you, baby.
Mm.
That even yesterday, when we saw our godson, Micah, Elisha, there's an outpouring, man of God. There was a reception, and there was a student of the School of Prophets that I continued after my father went to glory. And one of the sons repented, and I got a call from his spiritual father and said, would you come? Because I wasn't going to go.
Mm.
But when he said, Micah's going to be there, you know, everybody that know me, you know, you name a child, you just about forget me.
Because
I know what it is to lose one.
Thanks.
After living 7 weeks, he went to glory, my second son. And after 7 days after my birthday, my father went to glory. Mm-hmm. And that's why my wife and I named Elisha with the H on the end, 7 letters. All of our names have 7 in it. There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
And the Lord said, baby, that not only the pregnancy, bless you, in the greatest process, this time, by supernatural miracle, I speak that it has begun. Even that. Did you know Adam could speak and things happen? I speak those babies in you. We understand the natural, but I decree those babies in you, just like what Elisha came. And I hear the Lord. I hear the Lord. Open thy womb again.
Thank you.
Man, God, when you're ready, the babies is in your mouth.
Come on.
Man of God, God is restoring what Adam lost. The babies are in your mouth.
Come on. I speak it now. Thank you. It's there. I speak it right now.
Call your wife for me. I mean, this literally happened
right now.
Happening now.
Robin's big muscle.
Come on.
I call for twins in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
I command your womb.
Yes. Come on.
Father has given the word by Almighty God.
Come on.
I command your womb to receive in your womb now. Twins of God.
I decree and I declare and I speak with the authority of God given to me that those twins are in your belly. And God said there shall not be a day of lack that shall come forth, but they shall be strong, he and she. And God says that they shall run this race and carry it to the finish line that we started in Jesus' name. Oh, I speak it right now.
You believe God can communicate today. I want you to give God the praise and the honor. You believe God can communicate your heart. Everybody say, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Say it like you mean it. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I sense the mighty miracle before the word of God.
I was made to honor.
Elisha William Owensby. My dad will be with you shortly. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Be strong and of good courage. Only be thou strong and very courageous. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. May observe to do according to all that is written therein, and you shall have good success. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's my dad.
Love Talk Radio.
I hear yes.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Cut my mic up just a bit. I want strength.
Man,
I want strength. Hallelujah. Thank
yes.
you.
Lord.
Come here.
Yes.
Understand this. There can be no flesh in prophecy. Samuel was the first one that started the school of prophets, of the prophets.
Mm.
And it's amazing when I receive a book, God astonishes me because it's things that I've said without reading.
Yes.
That's because the spirit of prophecy,
yes.
which is Jesus Christ,
yes.
is in us.
Yes.
You better say it.
And there are office. The office of the prophet and seer. Would that all the Lord's people were prophets and that the Spirit would rest upon them. And as I look into your eyes, I will say to you that God of heaven told me to tell you yes.
Oh my God, come on, thank you.
To the questions of your spirit.
Oh my God.
And I see you communing with your spirit on your own bed.
Come on, come on.
And when you gave that gift to Elisha, the anointing upon his life came. And God said, there will be a holy union.
Come on. Thank you. Come on.
And when this holy union happens, of course you know that it must be administered by the man of God. Even as you are revealing your eyes now, you're being prepared like Esther to go before your king. Your king. I don't know why I'm hearing Thomas.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
Why am I hearing Thomas? I don't understand. Thank you. Thomas Dexter will speak to you. Bishop T.D. Jakes will speak to you. And he will confirm. Because he's in that house.
Come on, man of God.
He's in the Father's house.
I was ready. I'm fed up. We prayed, and God said, "Heal, Apostle Ornstein, the floor." So there are some things that have to go forth tonight, this morning. There's a lay the walking foundation for October. Oh, I receive it. I understand, man of God.
Oh,
All of your five senses, he wants to take them into the spirit realm. That's what faith is. Faith is the sense, to have enough sense to sense him. Shout! Galatians says, faith works by love. Your faith can never rise above your love. You will never have great faith until you have great love. Faith works by love. Oh, shout hallelujah. Some of you don't have great faith because you're too stingy. You don't have enough love. I love you. See, you can't even say it back. I love you. You're getting. Oh,
Thank you. it like clockwork. Major sounder putting in work. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. I'm just playing, you can dance. Just keep it in your pants, don't take off your shirt. You got property, kinda like dirt. But the devil won't chill, I got the man wanna smurf, smurf, smurf. I don't mean to be a jerk, I just wanted all the work. Man, I'm one of your
friends. You ain't hurt, just to add a couple inches to your skirt. To me that's agreeable, but to you that's not absurd. Had to pause for a second, get back in my word. Get back, get back in my word. Get back, get back in my word. Get back, get back in my word. Somebody falls for the school, school, but I couple of not know a bird from the skirt. Who flirts, she wanna what? Ooh.
And this sister had dealt with those who said they loved God, but they had conditional love toward her. And watch this. As long as she did what was necessary for those involved to feel empowered, she was important. However, as soon as she would speak her mind, then she was the enemy. Are you around people like that? And as long as you be what they want you to be, you know, some people get a sense of empowerment. You know, look at a car. The greatest thing on the car is the engine. Some people see the wheels, and what color it is, and how it looks. You know, it's like the man that went to purchase a car. He saw in the newspaper that they had this fabulous car. Not a scratch was on it, it was said. Not a dent. I mean, the body was brand new. New paint job. Double paint job. Shining wheels. Everything inside was crisp. I mean, this car was awesome. It looked good, but there was not an engine in it. It was empty. It was just a shell. We say by cliche, by tradition, this person we meet for the first time is a nice person. This person is a good person. Let me explain something. We all are good people in the making. We all are nice people in the making. We all are compassionate in the making. So whether you say it or not, but at least in your mind, when you meet a person for the first time, your impression of them is sweet and kind. Know that it is in the making. Know that.
You haven't prayed yet. You know, you already got the spiritual folk in the church. They know God because they had a dream. But God will deal with a fool. That means you have a spirit, and sometimes the wind blows where it listed. Y'all shout. Did you know that in 2 Timothy 2:16, it says, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they would increase unto more ungodliness? One thing I hate is gossipers. Witchcraft in the mouth. Gossip about God's prophets. God or the devil cannot operate without asking and thinking on this planet. What's the first letter in Acts? Say it. What's the first letter in Seek? Say it. What's the first letter in Knock? Pronounce it. Shout. Come on.
Blog Talk Radio. Jesus.
It's the truth.
Five people get saved every 5 years, and you a soldier.
Okay.
It's true. Come on in, y'all. I'm a soldier. We're going to lift the offering. I know it ain't that many people here.
That is true.
If it's so crazy, deacon, go to the pastor. And the pastor, how much we get? We got $5. We'll raise five more offerings.
Love Talk Radio.
That's the truth.
Come on, y'all.
That's
God's right. Come on, God's been good to you. These people are on welfare. And you still talking about, wait a minute, somebody said to me the other day, well, you can't afford not to pay tithes. Oh, hush. You know what I tell them? You know what I tell them? Watch this. I can't afford to be robbed.
Right.
And you know, you watch this. You always have those loyal people. I'm calling in because I heard he was a false prophet. Now I know. Why you was paying your tithes? Okay, watch this. Watch. You lose your job and you go to that church and you say, I need a loan.
Okay, tell it.
Listen to me.
Tell it.
You go to that church and say, I need a loan. You know what they're going to say? You're going to be alone. All by myself.
Amen. Teach you.
Teach the truth. I'm having fun by myself. I ain't studying, y'all.
Come on.
Y'all get it?
Come on. Yes. It's the truth.
Well, church, you've been paying tithe for 20 years, and you mean to tell me I need help with my light bill. Well, you better go to the welfare office.
I'm a witness. That's the truth.
Are y'all listening?
Yeah.
Y'all listening?
Yes.
You better go to the welfare.
That's the
truth.
Listen. That's the truth.
Love Hope Radio.
One woman came to me in a revival one time, and she said, if I gave you $1 million, would you, could you seem to tell the truth? She said, if I gave you, she put her head to the side and put her hand on her hip. She said, men of God. She said, God. If I gave you $1 million, would you still rebuke me? I said, mother, even the more, even the more.
I would like to call her. I call her eye several times. She's in the right direction. Everyone's watching. Smile. So I guess she might be looking at somebody to be. There wasn't nobody behind her. But she's still looking. The devil thinks she still got it. Whatever you had, you still got it.
Still got it.
I don't even know what I am. But whatever it is, you still got it. And I saw her bring my coffin, and I looked over again. She was still looking at me. So the devil, as far as she continuously stalking. Yeah, that's a word. Why is she stalking? I give me a suit here now. Why does she keep looking at me? Oh, boy. Maybe I have got it. So then I got some more coffee. I think if I move, that'll change the distractor. So I moved and sat down again, and naturally, I'm checking it out. Got my sweet low. And I cast over again. He was still there. I think about the bag of my coffee. And noticed a lady came over. Took her by her hand.
There was a daddy girl.
They were talking now. You see that? You know what I'm saying? Mm. Devil plays a part in your life. You said God told
me. My Lord.
He carried her on back into the department. And I noticed he put her back on seat. She was running the machine. I found out later she was totally blind. I was so embarrassed, I had to confess to her. And my wife, everybody I know, it lets you know you think folks looking at you, they don't even see you. They're looking in your direction. One lady came to church, had a ruin on her face, that lady wanted to take that off your face. We don't wear that round hat, just wipe it off. She said, I was going with a bird box. Y'all ought to take a look. Leave folks alone, get your house together. Come on. Yeah. And I'm going to open your closet, let all those strange folks out. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help me, somebody ought to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. I was blind, but now I see.
Love
Talk
Radio.
Okay.
Why? It is funny because sexual sins get. And see, I love the subject of relationship. I was in a ministry one time, a church one time, and I just said sex, sex, sex. And that was my message. Sex. Everybody shout sex.
Sex.
And some of the people couldn't get the mother. The mother started looking at me funny. I said, "Don't look at me."
Yes.
How do you think you got here? You think somebody just tapped and you just showed up?
Yes.
Somebody was huffing, puffing, talking about God, calling that man. You know he ain't no good talking about, oh, God. But you make up your mind. Who you going to serve?
My God, I'm losing my mind. Are you kidding me?
Do you really wanna be like them?
cappuccino.
When you make for too much time,
another way you can watch it fix.
Blending isn't good for one's health.
That almost doesn't hurt you.
By the time you blend into one thing, it's time to blend into something else.
Up on love? Have you said this is it, young lady, woman? Have you given up on the very thought of love? Love is not over for you. Man, love is not over for you. Oh, this war that we have, this romantic confusion that we have. Why is something so simple as love so complicated in man's interpretation of it? Love is a masterpiece designed by our Maker. God is love. Love is God. Such a powerful force that's even stronger than death, even. Has become so cold in the hearts of those who have become so selfish with the simplicity of love. Every last one of us can look at things that we have repented of, wrong decisions that we've made because we thought we needed what we already had. Love, love. Wisdom is love. Wisdom is love. You know, my wife Katrina, I play with her a lot, and every now and then I'm going to play this for you. I think it is so funny. You never get too old to watch cartoons. Something kind of funny here. Listen to it.
When I'm with you, I'm what you call a hip cat. I'm hip to the jive. I'm in the groove, darling.
Now you're really sending me, Jackson.
Now you set my soul on fire. It is not just a little spark. It is a flame. A big, roaring flame. can feel it now. It is burning, burning, burning.
Have you given up on love? Have you said this is it, young lady, woman? Have you given up on the very thought of love? Love is not over for you. Man, love is not over for you.
Put your hands up. mother, how long have you been dealing with this?
Since 1993.
You've been dealing with this since 1993. Do you believe God is able to make your legs normal? Hear my words that I speak to you. You are whole. The curse is broken. Yes. And you know what? Even in your memory, in your mind, a portion of your mind has been damaged.
I've been to the strokes. The last one left more damage than the other. The last one in 2008. And I wasn't able to talk too good or walk or move like I have been. So, yes, I have been affected.
Did y'all hear? Do you see the operation of the gifts?
Yes.
We're not supposed to marvel at that. That's what they did wrong. They marveled at something that is normal. Heaven on earth. When I said to her, you are whole, she received it. And then I saw the number 6, but I didn't say it. I said, you have received damage. But let me tell you something about the 6. God made man on one day.
Yes, it did.
The number six means dominion. Say this, I take dominion
over this condition.
And I take up my bed.
Which is my affliction.
Which that which is ailing my body.
I am.
Now.
Whole.
Whole.
Hallelujah. You're whole. Now, I need you to do something as an act of faith. I need you to come to me. Jesus would help. By the hand. I take you by the hand. I need you to come to me. And your ankle bones receive strength. Now, look at me. And I have nothing to give you but Jesus Christ. Do you hear what I'm saying? I only have Jesus to give you. He is your Savior. He is your Lord. And by His death, He took this condition to the cross. And so you stand up straight and look not on me, but look on the words that I say. Jesus made you whole. And for every stroke, I need you to walk. I need you to walk. Say, Jesus, 6. I got you. Now look, she walked 6 times. And then she went back. Now watch this. Because you trust God.
Yes, I do.
And you took 6 steps.
Yes, I do.
Do you know what I saw? I saw a mist go out of the back of your head, out of that door, underneath. The effects of the stroke is gone.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And I see like a portable breathing machine. You won't be on it. There's a peace. Can you sense the peace? That's how you know the Lord is here. Can you sense the peace? Somebody said, thank you, Lord, for peace. I just saw something. I want you to hold her chest. Hold your baby chest. She's so gorgeous. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak that her body would operate in the fashion that God made it. I speak that no weapon that will try to infiltrate her body, I speak that every spirit of infirmity will be gone in the name of Jesus.
I was ready. I'm fed up. We prayed, and God said, heal. Apostle Ornstein, the floor. So there are some things that have to go forth tonight, this morning, that shall lay the walking foundation for October. Oh, I receive it. I understand, man of God.
Love, hope, radio. Somebody wave your hand and thank God for grace tonight. Wondrous grace. Spectacular grace. Extraordinary. Incredible grace. It helped me. It touched me. It fixed me. It blessed me. It saved me.
You have been arrested by the grace of God. You are wanted by blessings. Are you hearing this? Mother, God is adding years to your life. Uh-huh. And he said, you won't feel that lot. I'm adding years to your life. I'm adding mercy to your life. And you shall live and not die. Because of your prayers, you have not seen all of them answered. You got some things to see before glory takes you. But God said, even as the rain come down, so has the length of days. And the Lord is, he said 80 will be young for you. Even above 80 will be young for you. God said he's willing to give you over a century. Watch this. To God be the glory. And mother, the grieving is over. Oh, you won't grieve again. I say no to grieving. You won't grieve again. Oh, mother, you won't grieve again. The name Anthony is real strong. Who's Anthony? You stand right there, but just keep playing. Keep playing, but I need to say something to you. Does Anthony is in your life? Who is Anthony? Your nephew? Where is he? How is he? When's the last time you talked to him? Last week? Okay. Tell Anthony that you met a man, and I think, is this the first time I saw you? You met a man, and tell Anthony I said that. Just say this to him. Change. Don't.
He said, if a man eat of me, St. John the 6th chapter, the whole entire chapter, it'll tell you that if you eat Jesus, you'll live. I want to say to you all, silver and gold I have none. Such as I have, I give you. The nature and the character of Jesus will rise up like you have never seen before. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The star, Jesus, his anointing shall increase. You don't have to go through any religious orders for it. I give it to you in the name of Jesus. The mandate and the apostolic anointing, you're going to teach about Jesus more than demons. Anytime you're in the ministry and all they talk about are demons,
That's a religious fascination of demonology. Tell them I said so. And you know, when people think you got something that they don't have, they run after you. It's the same as witchcraft. What do you think a witch is fascinated by? Demons. I'm going to do what Jesus told me to do. Tell the people of God, you don't have a demon problem. You have a flesh problem. You don't have a demon problem. The Bible never told us that we have a demon problem. Everything's a demon. The wife wake up not feeling good and you want to pray, and she's, you feel like she's got the devil in her because she won't pray. Maybe you need to lay hands on her and ask God to give her strength. She's a woman. She might be going through something. Somebody said, to God be the glory. I love you. You're doing good. Just checking. For God so loved the world. He didn't say church. Now don't play with me. That's where we get mixed up. We think we're all that.
There are 5 ministry gifts, and I've seen people, they'll run to a prophet. They'll flock to a pastor, evangelist, or teacher. But people will run from the apostle. Why? Because they, just like they spoke to Elisha, they say, prophesy smooth things. The apostles come, and the apostles bear correction. The apostles are given. We need perfecting in the body of Christ. The prophets come to guide. The evangelists come to stir your spirit up. The pastor comes to nurture. And the teacher comes to edify you and make sure that you are knowing the wisdom and the knowledge of God. I want to give you the knowledge of God. That's what a teacher is here for. The apostle is that thumb on the hand. That prophet is the index finger. The evangelist is the middle finger. The pastor is your marriage finger. And the teacher is that baby finger. Mm-hmm. Now, you can ball your fists up if you want to. If you don't have that thumb, you have no strength in that punch, in that hand, in that fist. The apostle comes bearing the correction, the ministry. Jesus had his 12 disciples, after which they became the apostleship, the thumb, the gifting, the grace of the apostleship. We cannot put away the apostles and say they are no more. Jesus is the chief apostle. And he is showing the people, teaching, and bringing back his body to a perfect place. Honey, we need perfection. And this, what you're teaching, is part of the perfecting of the saints, to free the people of every bondage.
My queen, what you said is so important. See, Ephesians 4:11, and this is 2011.
Yes.
I believe if church doesn't take you to kingdom, something is wrong with your church.
That's right.
Now, Ephesians 4:11 said he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. And people say titles. I say with boldness again, in love, Jesus did not die on that tree for titles.
That's right.
Titles are for cars and man-made things. Jesus died, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto men. Those are gifts, and I call them the grace of the apostles and prophets. Now, I'm not talking about a religious apostolic that just focuses on one area of salvation, and it's sad that many people start churches, okay, and then before you know it, when the people come, that they should be subject to them as a person.
Yes.
That's a sad situation. But when you get somebody that... Now, everybody don't understand why I say what I say. Until the church allow people to see them as people, the church can never attain maturity. Now, hear me and hear me well. Now, this is not because of any conversation, but listen to me. The reason I want people. Now, you can't stop people. They show respect, you know, Apostle Roderick. That's fine. But you know what? Y'all ready for this? The servant is not greater than his Lord. I'm still growing up. I know y'all grown, right? I'm still growing. Well, Peter, Ezekiel, Samuel, Ruth, Micah, Moses. What the Sam is wrong with the people now? I speak as an apostle. Jesus, we call him Jesus all the time. And if you think it's disrespect to call a man by his first name, you are already trapped in religion. Prove me wrong. Get the Bible and throw it at me. But be ready to spend 2 hours in truth. Jesus! Jesus! Bishop Jesus! Reverend Jesus! Doctor Jesus! Pastor Jesus! Prophet, let me say something. Oh, I want y'all to have it right. I want you to have it right. What I am saying, I got a problem in this earth, religious realm. Nobody knows who anybody is. We have lost our identity. And I've had many mighty men come up against me telling me I'm wrong, but they can't do nothing with my spirit. You understand? Because I'm going to stand in what God told me to stand in. And that's why people are hurt when this bishop falls. Because they don't see the man, they see the bishopry. They see the prophet. They see the pastor. See, and we put it out there like that. Folk will have more feelings for you if they knew you by your first name. Okay. Now, God says, Abraham, I'm going to make your name great. And God spoke to me and said, Roderick, if I'm going to make your name great, people got to know how to say Roderick. That's what he told me. Now, I'm not that deep. But that's what he said to me. Roderick Owensby. No middle name. He's making that name great because I allow my name to be my name. And a great name, I'm trying to help you, is to be chosen rather than riches. And see, when you get caught up, I'm talking to everybody, when you get caught up in that name stuff, you don't even allow people to be people. How would I look at the house?
Toby Mac! Turn it up!
Kirk will get his white boy on.
God, I know you up to something. I can't see it all right now. Woo! Pulling back my covers. Getting crazy. Come on. Think I'm gonna walk away. You're messing up my life today. This time I refuse to pray. But yeah, you keep calling me.
Calling.
I don't wanna see your face. The thing I love you erased. Come on. Nothing but an empty space. Now I don't know how to be. Wasn't right for me.
Yeah.
What you like ain't what you need. I feel like I'm in surgery. Then you cut deeper. My secrets within. My blanket of sin. Lord, how much longer can you through with me? Please take what you need. Can I get up now?
Please stay. Everything you don't explain. Some things I don't want to change. So you keep taking me.
like I'm fighting for my life. You hit me with another right. I feel like Jacob in the night. Won't stop till you bless me. My flesh and my will. It's yours not to kill. I breathe myself to you. For living sacrifices.
And the weight of the glory comes from you. Teach your people, lead the people into all of the gratitude that you have towards your Maker. I love you.
I love you too. I wonder, my queen, my dove, what was I thinking or dreaming or had visions about when the great God created you? Where were my thoughts? What was in my subconscious and my conscious mind? And then all of a sudden I awaken out of a deep slumber, a deep sleep, and I saw you. My womb has came alive. Woman, I said. Woman, I said. Woman.